a little shout out here for St. Benedict School. In a little bit, you're going to hear at the end of Mass, the parent come and talk about the marvelous school that we have here at this parish, St. Benedict, which we co-chair with Lady of Lourdes. Being a grandfather, nearly half of my grandkids are in Catholic schools, and I appreciate the sacrifices that my kids have made so their kids can be part of a Catholic tradition. It's an important thing. If you're ever given the opportunity to minister in St. Benedict and have a part in a school, you probably don't think of it much because you don't see it happening, but it's very much alive within these, on the grounds of this church. But if you're given the opportunity, please take a chance because it's important. It's kind of like one of those pieces that we can slide in there for our kids and their upbringing. Like in the home, we're supposed to show them, and also, but the school, if he's within a Catholic school, they have the opportunity to learn more about the Savior and the ways and how to move about in this world. So it's a good thing, and God bless the parents that make such sacrifices to allow their children that education that is so desperately needing. The reading today are a bit apocalyptic, meaning they talk a lot about the end times and about things happening and things like the moon darkening and all that kind of stuff. And sometimes talking about the end times can be a little frightening for individuals, and rightfully so, because sometimes we think what's going on. It's interesting, I was sharing with my wife Sally yesterday, we were talking last night, and just a little side note, I was struggling with this homily this week, trying to find exactly where God wanted me to go. Little did I know, but he did, that there were things in France that happened on Friday night, what happened. And all of a sudden, it was like yesterday morning was clarity, and it came what we wanted. And please be in prayer for the families of those, the victims in France. It's horrific what is happening there. So about the second coming and all of that, it's about, you know, the church doctrine of Christ's return, that he is returning. We hear it every Mass that's mentioned somewhere in the Mass about him coming. But you know, in our lives, on our daily lives where we walk and where we travel, we can also have a part in bringing Christ to the earth for someone that we come in contact with. Here at this parish, we do it so lovingly with each other. This parish does a great job of how we interact with each other, and what happens within this ministry of this church is incredible. But how can I bring Christ to the earth, so to speak, in this day and age, because it's so desperately needed? You can do it through your thoughtfulness. You can do it by being kind. You can do it by showing mercy when it is needed. You can do it by expressing love to someone who needs it. You can do it in a way that there's a need and you're able to provide for it. And in doing so, we're representing Christ and we're bringing him presence, so to speak, to this earth. By the way, be in prayer this week. Big week for the parish. The men's act retreat is next weekend. And I have seen men's lives change because of that retreat. So be in prayer this week for the men as they gather starting Thursday night and this weekend as the act retreat for the men that finally come upon us. So we are called as his disciples to represent him and bring, you know, so to speak, bring Christ to the earth. And we can do that for one another. Sometimes it's a little scary. Sometimes it might be a little difficult to do. Sometimes it might be a little uncomfortable. But with him within us and the help of the Holy Spirit, we can reach out and be his hands extended, because there are so many people that need to experience his presence. And you can do that. We need to proclaim good. We need that good needs to happen. Good needs to still happen on the face of this earth. We cannot be let down by what's going on around us. We need to rise up and be good, so to speak, but in a way that we're always representing Christ. Because that's so important, and that's what we've been called to do. And besides, bringing his presence into the lives of people is part of the evangelization that we've been called to do. And don't forget, Pope Francis had declared this year the year of mercy.